Well, here in the U.S., we're eyeing midterm elections about a month away, and 2016 looms. So is war on the minds of American voters? If not, what is? Let's find out with two political researchers. Anna Greenberg is a Democratic pollster. She's Senior Vice President of Greenberg Quinlan Rosner Research. Hi there.
Hello.
And we're also joined by Kristen Soltis Anderson, the Republican pollster and co-founder of Echelon Insights. Kristen, welcome to you as well.
Thanks for having me.
I want to start with you because the 2014 election, some are saying, is either just an election about one or two big names, but maybe no singular issue. Is that a fair critique?
I think that's a very fair critique. If you take a look at the most recent polls that have come out, it doesn't look quite like we used to see about a year or two ago, where the economy was the overriding number one issue, sort of drowning everything out in the minds of voters. Now, with sort of the rise of headlines about ISIS and instability abroad, you're seeing foreign affairs, national defense issues begin to bubble back up. In addition to that, the fact of the matter is many of these candidates running out in states are not necessarily running on economy or jobs, and they're not necessarily running on foreign affairs. In Colorado, the race is very much so about sort of women's issues and contraception. In a state like North Carolina, perhaps it's more about the Affordable Care Act. But you've really seen this sort of fragmentation where there's not one big issue that everyone's talking about.
Anna, when you speak to Democratic voters, what are you hearing about what they think the issues are?
Well, I would agree with Kristen that it really is, I would characterize it as a status quo election. When you have a wave election, whether it's a Democratic wave or a Republican wave, you do have a dominant issue. 2006, the Iraq War, for example. 2010, the economy and the bailouts, etc. This election feels sort of driven by lots of different things and lots of different races, and that all the movement's going to be on the margins. It is true that marginal changes can create enormous policy changes, for example, if Democrats lost the Senate. But it's not going to be because some massive wave of change has swept over the country. It's a very depressed electorate. They're down about both parties. And that kind of mood leads to very small bore issues driving individual races.
Well, that raises the question, what happened to Obamacare? Kristen, you start, because there you are with Republican voters. That was such a dominant issue.
It remains a very serious issue in a lot of these races, particularly ones where you have a Democratic incumbent who's running in a state that Mitt Romney won in 2012. So whether it's a state like Arkansas or Louisiana, North Carolina, these are races where you have a lot of Democrats who are playing defense because the voters in that state are not necessarily overwhelmingly excited about the Affordable Care Act, and Republicans are really trying to use it against them.
Are they still? So Anna, what are you seeing on the Democratic side? Are there people who are campaigning on how it's worked for some people?
I would say no, but I also think you've seen Republicans and Republican super PACs move away from the Obamacare issue. As the Affordable Care Act is around longer and it's working for lots of people, it's just lost a lot of its salience. Now, what you are seeing, which is interesting, is attacks on Republicans who support repeal for wanting to go back to a time when insurance companies were in charge, when men and women were treated unequally in terms of rates, when people could be dropped or not accepted for insurance because of pre-existing conditions. So you're actually starting to see it as an attack on Republicans in some places.
Well, you say men and women. Who's going to show up in the midterms? Start with you, Kristen Anderson, again, Republican pollster. Who's going to turn out, do you think?
So turnout in midterm elections tends to demographically favor Republicans very slightly. It tends to, frankly, be a slightly older, slightly whiter electorate. But in this election, I think you're particularly going to see a lot of focus on female voters. But in particular, you're seeing, I think, Democratic candidates really trying to activate single women. And you're seeing Republicans making a push toward sort of middle class married women, you know, moms at home, trying to make the case to them that Republicans are the ones that have the best policies for their families. So you're seeing, I think, both sides really banking on this idea that this election will be decided by female voters.
Well, Anna Greenberg, some Democrats have sought to capitalize on a campaign of a notion that Republicans are waging a war on women. Has that been effective?
It has indeed. I think that when you look at so-called women's issues, the way, and I say so-called because the idea that women's issues are unique somehow when they're a majority of the electorate and the country is a little bit annoying to me. But regardless, following the media meme about women, if you look at the issues that matter to them, they're very focused on their economic standing. And so you'll see a lot of advertising around equal pay, particularly in places where Republicans have said not great things about equal pay, and also a heavy focus on choice and reproductive health. It is really interesting to me the degree to which in mainstream groups are advertising about abortion. So you look at anywhere from New Hampshire to Colorado to Arizona, and you will see ads attacking the Republican for being against abortion in cases of rape and incest and health or life of the mother. And it's not so much that that issue is driving the election, it's that it's symbolic for many voters of the values of the candidates. And in this case, signaling to women voters that these Republicans are kind of out of the mainstream. They're an extreme place on how they relate to women.
Anna Greenberg, Senior Vice President of Greenberg Quinlan Rosner Research. They poll Democrats. And Kristen Soltis Anderson, co-founder of Echelon Insights. They poll for the Republicans. Thank you both.
Thank you.
Thank you for having me.
And you're listening to Here and Now